Right now, here on Robinhood Radio this morning, we are going to welcome in Leo Blackman. Leo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Marshall, for having me back. Last time it was as chair of Armenia's Housing Board to discuss a survey we were trying to get out, and this time I'm running for a seat on Armenia's town board.
And I'm gonna do a twofer in this interview. When we speak to Leo, we'll talk about him and why he's running and his ideas. But a reminder that there is a Meet the Candidates event which is coming up, and that is Wednesday. That's Wednesday, October 6th at the Weebatuck High School at 7 p.m. The full list of Armenia Town Supervisor candidates and Armenia Town Board candidates will be there. It's going to be filmed, I do believe, on Channel 22, and I'm going to have Channel 22 then strip off the audio, and we will also put that that debate up on Robinhood Radio and also on our Robinhood Radio On Demand page as well. So with all that out of the way, Leo, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So now, this is, I love to see this. There is a full slate of candidates for the supervisor and town board. What decided in your mind that you wanted to run this year?
Well, there are actually six candidates for the two seats on the town board, which is unprecedented in Armenia. I really care deeply about Armenia and the people who live there. We bought a house 18 years ago, and I've been doing a lot of volunteering since then. And I really think that as a former architect, I can help to restore the town's vitality. A lot of people feel like they've kind of given up on the town. My major issues are affordable housing, which I spoke to you about before, and wastewater. I really want to get stuff done, there's a lot of need here, but I think the keys are wastewater and housing.
It's interesting. Wastewater and housing, not only a need in Armenia, but you cross the lines here in Connecticut, in Cornwall, especially West Cornwall. They're looking at that problem and septic problem there. What you say in Armenia is the case. Armenia, I think, is in a little bit better position, and I guess I'll throw the 800-pound monkey in on this, and that is because Silent Ridge. Now, there's, I know, like most things, there's a lot of people say negative things about Silent Ridge, and a lot of people say positive things about Silent Ridge.
Right.
But the main fact is that right now you have a pretty good tax base, and I think a chance over the course of the next few years to actually afford to do some things that other towns in other locations can't do.
I think that's true. I think that Silo, in getting their approvals, made quite a lot of promises to the town. But the one that did sort of get carried out is an increase in the tax base. And Silo isn't fully built out yet. But what concerns me as a candidate, and this actually wasn't even on the radar when I decided to run, is that Silo has been pretty actively fighting their taxes. They have... They threatened the town with a lawsuit last year, and the town negotiated and took a third of their assessed value off. And this year, there's one Article 78 lawsuit, and then 44 residents of Silo Ridge are suing the town to get another half off their taxes, which means that they would be paying, 33% of their assessment would be 33% off of. Sorry, that's not right. If they're successful, it would be 66% off the assessment that everyone else in the town pays, and that's very concerning to me. Defending the town from these lawsuits has cost $150,000 in legal fee this year alone, and while theoretically Silo taxes would allow us to do a lot of stuff, providing more services and making downtown improvements, the fact that those taxes are lost, that they are trying to evade two-thirds of their assessment, is a great concern because it really limits what the town can do.
It's an interesting situation. It's going to be very interesting to see how this vote goes. I think it's great, though, that the fact that you have a full list of candidates, not only for the supervisor, but for the town board, because you know what it does show? Because it's not only Republican Party, it's not only Armenia Strong, it's not only Democrat, it's the Working Family Party. A whole bunch of people have decided to take some time and devote it and try to help the town, and I think that's always a good thing.
I do too. I mean, my mom was really involved in politics, and you know, I've been following it for a long time, and you know, usually it's hard to get candidates to even you know, come forward to run. It's a lot of work, obviously, but you know, I think in this case, it's kind of essential. And Armenia is a very diverse place, especially in terms of income. It has been, from people who grew up here to people who weekend here. There's like a huge spread in terms of affluence. And you know, the thing that I'm very bothered by is that I volunteer at the St. Thomas Food Pantry every week, and 150 families in Armenia rely on that to survive. And there are lots of fixed-income seniors and disabled veterans and working people who really struggle here. So it just seems outrageous to me that, you know, the ultra-wealthy buyers at Silo feel entitled to a lower rate of assessment than people who are in rusting mobile homes. I mean, it just seems incredibly unfair to me. So even though that was not my issue when I decided to run, I feel like I can't help but make it part of my campaign now. That's just, you know, that I find that just very upsetting.
All right, we have about a minute and a half left.
Sure.
Give a pitch here, a final pitch for yourself. I ask this of every candidate, you know, speak directly to the people.
Okay, I mean, I because of my background as an architect, I think I can be really helpful on the town board. I think I can provide a sort of experience that would be very helpful for them, especially in doing built projects. But I also have spent a lot of time as an architect working with different communities to try to reach a consensus. And I think that in Armenia, there really needs to be a very different relationship with Silo Ridge, and I think that there needs to be a kind of coming together, which, you know, in a lot of ways the actual design of Silo Ridge prohibits, because we're not all one community. I mean, we're not allowed to, you know, go past the gate, and so I think that that needs to be healed. I think it's really important for the town of Armenia to try to integrate the people that live there, even if they won't integrate into their community. I think we all need to work together, and I know that the Armenia Strong candidates have a lot of the same goals that I do, but I just feel like that should come from the people of Armenia and not from a luxury developer.
All right. Well, thank you for keeping us informed here, and I know we're going to get that debate on the air, and we'll obviously be speaking to more of you as we go through, try to get through
right.
All the candidates before the election. But Leo, thanks for throwing your hat in the ring and putting a lot of time and effort into something that a lot of people don't do anymore.
You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time, Marshall. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Leo.
Bye-bye.
So once again, a reminder that candidates' debate is coming up on Wednesday at the Wewetalak High School at 6 p.m.